New from Volusia County, Ormond Beach police are investigating a radio station for possible fraud. Police say listeners bought travel coupons from the station, but it turns out the coupons are not valid. News 13's Saul Sines talked to one man who was out thousands of dollars.
Tom Marsh once took trips with discount vacation coupons he bought after calling into a travel radio program here at WELE AM. Now, after spending nearly $4,000, he's holding on to worthless coupons.
I think it was a great deal in the very beginning, but lately it's just turned sour.
His only trip these days is to the Ormond Beach Police Department, where he and others are filing complaints against the local station.
Are people who have made a purchase and have gotten absolutely nothing back, and when they try to contact the station to discuss it with them, they either can't get through to anyone or the station door is locked.
Lately they don't answer the phone or return your phone calls. So that's why I'm here.
Marsh took a chance and came to WELE. Fortunately, an employee greeted him, took down his information, and put us in phone contact with station owner Doug Wilhite. The station owner claims he does want to give all coupon holders their money back, but he's quick to admit that it will be a slow process given the fact that so many coupon holders are asking for their money back at the same time.
We gave refunds for a long time until they just ran short of money. It wasn't done maliciously, I know that. But.
The owner says he canceled the travel program, that a new call-in program will replace it, only this time, instead of vacation packages, they will offer coupons for local businesses. In Ormond Beach, Saul Sines, News 13.
That new call-in program is set to premiere on Monday. The owner says they're working on giving travel package refunds.